Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I would like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. This is Deep, Dark, and Dirty, Dog Talk Radio, Know Your Enemy Station. Tonight, our topic will be, can you believe that pet peeves? Is it things that you just don't like that people do? You know, there's a lot of people out here catfishing, lying about this and that. It's just crazy, the things that people be doing. But if you want to talk tonight and get on the air, you know, you have to press 1. So I will let you in. And I don't know. I'm thinking of some pet peeves I don't like. There's a lot of them that I don't. You know, I hate people that try to make it seem like they're bigger than what they are. And technically, you're really not nothing at all. You want to say something?
I was just waiting for you.
Go ahead. I'm trying to put it on the Facebook thing. Go ahead. You got it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. This is your host, Know Your Enemy. And like Tiff said, tonight we're going to be talking about pet peeves. For anybody that hasn't ever heard this show, you can check us out at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Know Your Enemy, KNOWURENENY. We air all throughout the week, or we do some random days. If anybody want to be interviewed on the show, you can check us out at, once again, www.blogtalkradio.com, Know Your Enemy. And email to send your information to would be madlove79us@yahoo.com. What we need from you is your picture, your information, 3 clips of your work, and we'll make you a flyer. And the reason why we need this is so we can ask you the right questions and get you on the show. Most of all, have people check you out and see what you're about and try to get you paid. So this is a $25 one-time fee, and we have all that done for you. And for all those that haven't checked out on Blog Talk, all you have to do is set up a page, and then you'll be able to join us in the chat room and all our conversations and get context from when we have previous shows, because they'll give you a reminder. And now, without further ado, I'll send it back over to Tiffany.
Hey, sorry for the delay. I was trying to post it in this group. So, like I said, a lot of pet peeves I don't like, but first and foremost, I don't like people that don't acknowledge their kids. Like, what type of games are you playing? You're making these babies, but you're not claiming them. And people quick to call girls thoughts and this and that, but, I wonder where them thoughts came from. So what's your pet peeve? What's your biggest pet peeve?
People that have bad breath.
Oh, yes, I forgot. You and the damn hygiene.
Yep.
Bad hygiene. I mean, you know, it's a lot of pet peeves that's out there now. Like, you know what? I don't want to keep talking about catfish, but I did watch it the other day when Carucci was on there helping hosting. Some of them people was crazy. One girl was talking to somebody. She thought it was a guy, but it was really a girl. Like, I just don't understand. In the world we in with technology, how you going to video chat or something with somebody? I hate stuff like that. Like, be who you are. Like, don't hide who you are. But another pet peeve is loudmouth. I can't stand a loudmouth chick, a loudmouth dude. You know. But you know what another big pet peeve I have?
What's that?
And since you are male, why do some guys, like, want to be grabbing their chock full of nuts and then they want to shake your hand and be talking? Like, don't touch me. Why y'all do that?
Oh, no. I don't do it. I know other people do it. I wouldn't trust your food or anything that you touch if you did that, though.
I mean, that's nasty. Who does that? Oh, I'm cracking myself up. I can't even believe I said that. I mean, but you've seen people do it, right? Okay, so what other pet peeve you have?
I don't like when people go to restaurants and they don't clean their stuff. Like, they'll just tell you to get some more silverware, and I'm looking like, this your establishment. Why isn't it clean? I shouldn't be having to, like, get something else when basically you're not even cleaning it. Because you can give me the next one that can be just as messed up.
And I don't like when people are always talking about, like, oh, big girls, and like, they make it seem like, oh, because a girl big or something, that she's easy or got low self-esteem, and that's the only reason the dude messing with her and stuff. It may have been like that 20 years ago, but nowadays,
right.
No. Or some of them, it's like their girl look one way, but the baby mother look like something else. So you'd be looking like, what the hell? Like I said, I
right.
just hate. Because I'm trying to see, we got a couple more people coming on the line. But yeah, like, it's not cool. It's definitely not cool. I'm trying to think what else that I really hate. I was on the elevator, and this lady, she passed gas. She looked at me, and I looked at her, and I rolled my eyes.
Because she passed gas?
It was just, yes, it was just me and her. And it was like one of the little stinky ones, like, come on, you could have said, excuse me or something. We in a closed elevator. And then she went, like, she got an attitude because I rolled my eyes at her. That's nasty. I don't know if that's all in the hygiene or what manners, but that's nasty, but I agree with you with the little bad breath. And, you know, I got a tendency, because sometimes I grow my nails, I got a tendency to look at people's fingernails. You know, if your nail's dirty, something ain't right.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Okay, we have caller 732 on the line. Caller 732, you know, if you want to comment or get in on this discussion with some things that you hate, pet peeves, just let me know. Just hit one and I'll put you in. But, yeah, like, I don't know. I just be trying to figure people out. Like, if your breath stink, no, you know what? Let me get off the breath stinking. Hygiene, period. You hear people, females, not just me, guys, girls that walk around with little funky underarms. And I done ran across a few people that told me they don't use deodorant. I don't know what that is about, but that's nasty. You walking around smelling like a damn cheesesteak sub. No. That's just nasty. And then these little fishy-ass girls all up in the club shaking their ass, smelling foul because they got like some type of infection or yeast, whatever. Like, come on now. If you sit down, you can smell yourself. So you know the next person smell you. Ain't no covering up with the Bath and Body Works spray, pal. Ain't nothing going to help that. Get it done in. We have another caller online. Not online, but on the air. 601, if you want to comment about some pet peeves or things you don't like, just press 1 and I will open your mic. You know, but I just don't understand. Y'all ain't got to be quiet. I ain't going to bite y'all with some things you don't like. Whether it's people that are racist, loud talkers, you know. I don't like kids that don't have manners or just jump up in your face and ask you questions. Or, can I, you ever been out eating? And a little kid or something come up to you staring at you like they want your stuff or asking, can they have it?
Oh, no, I wouldn't play that.
I'm just saying. And then the parents sitting there looking at you like, you crazy. Like, this my damn Magnum ice cream. I ain't sharing that. Oh, no.
Right.
I'm cracking myself up, but I'm dead serious. Like, you can't be doing that. That is just crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Well,
did you see the Batman movie yet?
Line. No, I haven't seen Batman, but Daniel, one of our regular callers, is on the line.
Okay.
And he's seen it, and he told me he didn't like the ending. And I heard that from Paco, too. So I don't know what happened in the end, you know. Well, that could be a discussion, what you hate about some movie endings. So, Daniel, actually, if you want to talk about the movie ending, I can open your mic, but you need to let me know. So press the one. He might not do it. Oh, he did it. Okay.
So I might as well comment if I may.
Oh, yes. What did you... You seen the movie, right?
I did see the Batman Superman movie, correct.
Okay. So since we on pet peeves, and you said you didn't like the end, tell me what was your pet peeve about the end of this movie.
Well, I don't want to give much away for those that have not seen it. Okay.
Don't give it away, because our host on the other end would give it away if he's seen it, or I don't know. But he'll tell you when something ain't right. So go ahead, give it away.
Okay, let's just say this. Let's say there's a world without Superman. At the end, you just envision a world without Superman.
I mean, well, my thing is this. When it came down to it and they said Batman versus Superman, I was for Batman because I said Batman was smarter. I mean, Superman need a little kryptonite, you know, I'm just saying. But,
Superman can see she from a mile away, see.
But, you know,
even
he won't always
Batman
do
that
all
black.
That. Batman get a little bit more grimier than Superman. I'm just saying.
Let's see. Superman can see you from a mile away. He can throw you around because, like, look at Batman. You know, like, Batman had used that gray stuff on him. And Superman was still throwing him around like a rag doll. It's just that every so often when he got close enough, he could, like, punch him and kick through ground and stuff. But, shoot, Superman could just back up and be like, shoot you or freeze you or, you know, do some other kind of stuff. And you look like
Sarah. I'd like to say this if I also. I mean, if you wait about next a year from now, the Justice League Part 1 will be out.
Okay.
Next November.
Okay. Well, see, what I also heard was, like, people didn't like how the ending was. Like, normally when you have some type of ending, it leaves you, like, a cliffhanger or, you know, I don't know. Like, I heard mixed reviews about it. So, I don't know.
And with that, I will say take my good nights. Thank you. Great show, guys. Keep it going.
All right. Thanks, Dano. All right.
Welcome. Have a good night now.
Okay, good night. That's one of our regular callers that tuned in for tonight. Yeah, so did you see it? Did you see the movie?
Mm-mm, because it was too packed, and they were talking about too many killers in D.C. So I was like, I ain't trying to catch the train, because they were talking about people either getting shot up or they getting stabbed. And then, you know, it was spring break, so all the kids was out, so they was going to be rowdy and making noise at the movie theater, so... I said, I'll wait till it dies down and then go see it.
Mm-hmm. But you know, that's how...
Maybe like this weekend or next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. You know, that's how it be sometimes. It's like, you think a movie going to be good, then you think this, that. I don't know, like, I don't know if I ever would have picked them two to go against each other.
It was supposed
like,
to be the epic thing.
Well, it don't seem too epic to me. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Think about it. They ran for the first time. They had the basketball players even be in the commercial to talk about the jumps. You know, movies, they just usually be like, you know, see this, and then the people come out, and then people, like, pan out of the place. You never seen usually no commercial where you literally had the people actually discussing the jumps before the movie was coming out.
Right. I mean, that's just a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, but... that movie, matter of fact, you remember since Addicted came out? Addicted by Zane, mm-hmm. They was talking about that since 2014 all the way up to now. They was even supposed to have that came out right behind the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how epic mm-hmm. Superman and Batman movie was. They could have charged you like $15 or $20 to put it in the IMAX, and people would have been going to see it.
You know what? It's crazy here because, you know, like, I know a lot of movie theaters, some of them, you know, serve the alcohol drinks and stuff. Like, our downtown theater in Baltimore serve the alcohol drinks and stuff. We got a VIP section, which technically is like this small little movie area. They got a regular movie theater with all the screens, but then they got the small VIP section. You pay extra, but the VIP, they bring you your food and your drink. So it's like kind of nice, food alone. It ain't just the regular movie stuff. So
it's like something you would more or less go with a date on, but, you know. It's worth it, I guess you could say, because it's more of an intimate setting, but you can chill, have your little drink, and really eat, and it's like, it's cool, it's nice.
That's what's up.
It ain't by Mon Dorman either.
Yeah, we still have been going out there. We might do our next show by Mon Dorman.
You know what? You funny. Actually,
hey, you brought it
up. In all honesty, I would like to do a show tomorrow night in my teddy bear group. That's what I would like to do. If possible.
Yeah, I ain't doing nothing.
That'll work for me. Yeah, so. Damn, time moving slow tonight. I guess we ain't really talking about this. So any other pet peeves or things you want to talk about?
Yeah. Another pet peeve I have is, since we talked about movies, when the commercial looks better than the actual movie, you get out there, John, you'd be wanting a refund.
Yes. It's like they be showing you all the good action packed, the clips and stuff. Like that's like that movie that's coming out with Morgan Freeman. What did it come out? I forgot what it's called. But I want to see it. I don't know if it came out yet. I don't think it came out yet. But I want to see it. You know, but... And that's like, okay, Barbershop 3 out. Do you think that's going to be good?
No. I mean, yeah, it's going to be comedy. So, yeah, it'll be good. It's going to be like a Fast and Furious, it just keeps going on and on and on and on and on. Like, will there ever be, like, a real ending, or is it just, like, since it's comedy, it's going to keep having more and more?
Right.
Like, when does it start being, like, you know, like, will it always have a point, or will it just be, like, what else can you do? So it's like having another Friday. How far will Friday go? You know, it's four Fridays in a month, so it's going to be, like, Friday next month after.
I don't know. I think they need to just chill on the Fridays, you know, like.
That's what I'm saying.
Is cool.
Like, yeah. Because I heard they're supposed to do another Friday. It's supposed to be all of them together. It's supposed to be Chris Tucker and Mike Epps and all them. So, you know, they're trying to bring it all together. Maybe it's going to be like the last Friday or something.
We shall see. Like, some movies, I think they just need to leave it at that. It's being a movie, nothing more, nothing less, because it's like...
Well, that's what happened when they tried to do the remake of Freddy Krueger. They did one remake of Freddy Krueger, and they can't do nothing else because they made him look like a pig, and it was so stupid.
Yeah.
So it's like they didn't do nothing else.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
That was crucially horrible. Like, whoever the makeup person was, they should have fired them.
But I didn't like either. After, like, I'm trying to think which Saw I watched. Which, I've seen the first, second. I don't know. Like, to me, even with the Saws, after a while, it just wasn't as good, you know?
I think some of them wasn't good, but some of them really made it because I didn't like, what was it, Five? And I didn't like, I want to say Six.
I think I
liked
One,
like Five,
two,
and
Two. You didn't like Two?
I'm not sure. I can't remember which one it was again. I know I didn't like the one with the needles, and I didn't like the first one, but I liked I liked Six, I liked Seven, and I liked Three and Four, but like Five.
Three and Four.
And, yeah, but like Five, and like, what's the one I just said? The one with the needles, that's the one I didn't like.
Okay.
I kind of felt like they were stupid.
Yeah, something wasn't right. I don't know. They can have that, like, certain things. That's even, like, when it came down to 50 Shades of Grey. It no way compares to the book. But
yeah, that thing put me to sleep. It took me, like, 5 days to get through the movie.
I was like, well, damn. Is this the same book I read?
Right.
Yeah,
I was like, this
sounds
so stupid and so dull and so boring. I feel like, this is what everybody's been raving, talking about, a million-dollar book and waiting for Christian. I feel like, heck nah. And then
no,
they try to,
the book,
they
didn't do no justice to the book. I don't know what the hell happened, but they didn't do nothing compared to how the book was.
But hold up, did you hear how they was trying to go against Zane? Because they was like, basically, since they did a trilogy, it's like, oh, Zane going to be able to hold up to this jump? I watched Addicted, and it jumped in by the time Tyson Beckford got there. And it was like mad funny, and a whole lot of drama and craziness kept you going.
Right.
When I watched 50 Shades of Grey, it took me literally 5 days just to get through. It's like every, like, 20 minutes I was falling asleep. And I was like, God, I ain't never watched no movie, especially a movie that's supposed to be hardcore, domination, and sex scenes. I was like, this show is so dry. I had more fun watching the video I had on YouTube about the big girl getting spanked with a riding prop. And that was only a 1 minute and 30-second clip.
You're hilarious.
She's like, I can't take it anymore. I'm so sorry. And then when the girl whipped her again, she's like, oh, Oklahoma. I feel like that was more BDSM to me. I was like, shit, if you want to talk BDSM, you should watch that Johnson when they had a one about the office and the woman would have to do stuff and he would be ruffled for her. Or you should watch the Johnson Eyes Wide Shut. But 50 Shades of Grey, they try to make it seem like that's going to be the first one.
Yeah,
I feel like, nah, man.
And people don't even know about that. That was that Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. That was, but I think that movie actually, you know, I ain't going to say challenged their marriage, but yeah, that movie, whew, that was hot. Like, they don't do stuff like that no more. Like, even, what was that movie with Lisa Bonet? Angel Heart? Like, now, last week, the Angel Heart, that little stuff, too. Like, come on now. They ain't doing movies like that no more. I don't know what happened. And even that movie with Madonna. Remember when they had sex in the parking garage and they broke the light over the car? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I didn't see that, Jeff. But I know Jungle Fever was a book where
Was it Body of Evidence or something? Might have been called Body of Evidence.
I'll tell you another movie that was horrible, but they tried to use a big actor in order to make it seem like it was going to be all that. The movie called Hero, it had Jet Li in it. All they did was play the same scene over like 3 to 4 times each time throughout the movie. And then finally it just came to an end. I was like, Lord, how do y'all be making movies? And I'd be thinking, like, okay, when you make a movie, you got to consider tickets, you got to think actors, you got to think time, you got to think legal rights, you got to think getting things together, and then whether it's going to be just in the States or across seas. I'm like, how can you waste that much money, do all that much commercial, do all that video clips and stuff, and pay all them people, and then you might go bankrupt or fold, And you got to think, like, well, dang, how you didn't review the jumps before you finished it? Or how you didn't talk to the person that wrote the jumps and, like, check it out a few times and pass it around to some people before you hit the big screen? So I be thinking, like, sometimes with these movies, they be redundant or they just do it because they know it's the norm. Like, think about how many times you've seen The Incredible Hulk or Superman or Batman and all these other movies get done over and over and over and over again. And then it's like, shoot, are they getting better or are they getting worse? Because when you start going worse, it's like you're going to get tired of seeing that character. Like, the only time people really like seeing The Incredible Hulk was in The Avengers. But every time they tried to do just The Incredible Hulk by himself, they couldn't do it like how the TV
right.
show was. Now, with the Batman, it was actually surprising. With the Batman, when they made him more hardcore and they had the Joker come in with Heath Ledger, that's when they really
mm-hmm.
started liking Batman. But when they did that Batman after Michael Keaton, it was just like, okay, this is just like some kiddie Batman type stuff. It's not really the drama, the action. It's just like they just playing the role. Because there's a difference between when you act and you make it look real. When you can make it real and you can identify the character, then that's when people really start enjoying the movie, want to come back to see the person. And then, you know, like sometimes when you're so good of an actor and they like you in that movie, they start calling every movie that you be in after that your movie. Like they say that's the Denzel Washington
mm-hmm.
movie or that's the John Travolta movie. You don't even identify with the director or the name of the character. You just like, when you get that one role, it's like whenever you see Clint Eastwood, you know he's the man. So it's like you got to get back to when movies were really like action-packed, real. You got to identify it has a strong storyline and you're just not like dragging it out and trying to get to the 2 and the 3 and the 4. Or when you have a good movie and it has some series, don't drag it out to the point that starts getting boring and tiring. And it's like, what is the point anymore? Because then after a while, some people not even going to watch it. It's like, shoot, even if it came on TV, you're just not going to watch it. And it might actually be good, but it's like, really, you don't need to have 14 Fast and Furious. You don't have to start the whole Jason series over again.
Right. We're in less than 2.5 minutes left on the regular airing. You want to do the other?
I mean, if you want to, but I mean, we just chilling. You see anybody on the line?
Yeah, we still have 601 on the line. Oh, wait a minute. Anyway. No, just on the air. No one else on the line. We have 601 on the air. Thanks, 601, for listening. I don't think we had much else to talk about, really.
Okay, well, we can just close things out. And you did a great job on the van, too. So, like, this was good for your first try. And then when you get your group members on, then you'll know exactly what to do.
Yeah, well, I know how to do it from yours. But I sent you the pic, so I have to send you the stuff with the topic on these so it can, you know, get done. Because most of them, they be like, tell me early. So I got to come up with it. I thank everyone for joining in and calling tonight. This is Blog Talk Radio, / Know Your Enemy. Deep Talk and Dirty. Tune in tomorrow night for the teddy bear topics.
We out.